From WDBM East Lansing, this is The Undercurrent, a bi-weekly news feature show produced by students at Michigan State University, showcasing our own student stories. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to The Undercurrent. You are listening to Season 14, Episode 15, and I am your host, Claire Baccarella. Michigan State University is home to one of the largest populations of international students in the United States, making up 14% of the student body. Today, we're joined by two of these students who bring their own unique perspectives to campus. Please join me in welcoming Siddhi and Kim. Hi, guys. Thanks for being here today. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
How are you?
Good. So first, can you please share a little bit about yourselves with our listeners?
So my name is Siddhi Chaupe, and a lot of people can't actually say Siddhi, so they call me Sid. I am a sophomore, and I'm from India, and I'm a journalism major.
Perfect. So my name is Kim. I go by Kim, but my first name is Taegyu, but a lot of people here cannot pronounce it, so I just go by Kim. And I'm also a sophomore like Siddhi. I study hospitality business because I want to go into hotels in the future. I'm from South Korea, but I did live in India for 10 years.
Okay, awesome. So talking a little bit more, just tell me about where you guys are from and then why you decided to attend Michigan State.
So I'm from India, and I was born and brought up there, and I'd actually never been to the U.S. before. So everybody was shocked when I told them I was coming here. Nobody expected it. But the School of Journalism, like in Michigan State, is the oldest. And I also got a youth scholarship, so I was sold.
Yeah, like Siddhi, I did live in India, and I've never been to U.S. before. So I was born in South Korea, 2003, and I lived there till I was 10. And then I moved to India when I was, 10. And then I came, and then I lived there for a while. And then I did most important, like, I decided to come here because, you know, like Siddhi said, I did get offered a lot of money, but and hospitality program in Michigan State is the second oldest in the nation, so I think that's what bought me.
Okay, so tell me about your first time coming to the United States, what your expectations were, and kind of what you found. Did it meet or exceed your expectations, what your first impressions were?
I think the first thing for me was, like, it's not populated at all. Like, being from, like, the most populated country in the world to coming here, and there's, like, East Lansing is already a suburban area. So coming here and, like, seeing, like, it was the summertime, there were, like, 5 cars. And I was like, what? Like, where are the people? Where's everybody? I think that was my first impression. And then I think growing up, I always, like, imagined it to be, like, how we see New York. Because I think that's how everybody sees the U.S., especially from, like, East. And I came here, and East Lansing, like, the biggest building we have here is, like, the, like, Comart Sai or something, or like Acres. So I was very confused, but then I think now, having been here for about a year and a half, I have, like, a better grasp of it.
I think she made a really good point, because you see in, like, all the media, everything's just so glamorous. Like, you see LA, you see New York, you see Miami, just so populated, and then you see all these things that look so beautiful, and you come to East Lansing, it's just kind of different feeling, you know. And then my first impression would be like, I thought it was kind of cold. But as I got to know a lot of people, I thought, okay, if you know them on a personal, more personal level, they're more nicer than you think.
When you said cold, I thought you meant like weather. Cold. And I was like, it's so cold, what do you mean?
It is also really cold. But and then I met, like, Siddhi is my great friend, and I met so many beautiful people here. So I think it, like, overall, it exceeds my expectations, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, so adapting to college is already huge. Even for me going, I'm from 2 hours from here. It was a huge change for me. So how did you guys kind of navigate that? Not only, like, going from high school to college, but also some of the cultural differences you noticed when starting school here at Michigan State?
I think the biggest cultural difference for me was, like, Indian society is very, like, collectivist. Like, it's all about your culture, your community, everybody does things together. And then you come here and it's very, like, individualistic, and everyone's, like, focused on their ambitions and careers and goals, and everybody wants to do better individually too. And that was a big culture shock for me. Apart from the fact that I didn't know what a tailgate was, that was also a big, like, I had no idea. I think that was a big culture shock, because when you grow up in an environment where you have to care a lot about like what your family thinks, what the society thinks, and you come here and it's like nobody really cares. Like, do what's best for you and it works out. I think that was a big shocker for me. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Siddhi made a great point, because here it's like more like you can do whatever you want and nobody will like judge you. But whereas in like my back home, when I tell them I want to study hotels and go into hotels, they're like kind of, oh, that doesn't make a lot of money. But I came here and a lot of people are just like supportive. Oh, yes, you're going to do great. And I, from like very young age, I knew I wanted to do this. And I thought like, oh, yes, even if I don't make a lot of money, if I'm passionate about it, I'll still do well in career. And so I think that's the biggest difference that I felt. Like, everyone's so supportive. There's no like significant judgment, I would say. Yeah,
especially because I think like since you did live in India, like everybody expects you to be either an like engineer or a doctor. Yeah, there's no other option.
Mm-hmm.
So for people like us that are kind of like the black sheep, like everyone looks at us differently. Like, why?
Is there something
wrong? Like, and then you come here and there's so many people that want to do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel so supported.
So Siddhi, I know you're pursuing a degree in journalism and communications. Talk to me a little bit about the differences between the media landscape in the US versus in India.
So I think India is the biggest democracy in the world, right? So I think like media in India is very, I want to say open. Like, there's a lot of things that they get to cover, because in the US there's only two sides, and there's only two political parties, but in India there's like 500 parties, and they're all like local parties, regional parties, and then you have obviously like state parties, and there's so many states. So like, it's more, there's more open coverage in India because there's just so many things that they can cover. And in the US, I think it's more divided into two, because like, you, it's kind of obvious what, like, who's on what side in the US. Like, whether it be NBC or Fox, or like, you can just tell. But in India, it's like everyone's kind of just speaking for themselves, and like, you can't really, like a media thing, like a media company can't really be focused on a political party, because there's so many parties that they have to cover everyone. So I think that's there, for sure. And I think in India, you will notice that the media often covers the more negative sides of the country, and like, oh, this is wrong and that is wrong with the party, and this isn't great for the party. It's very rare that you see like a media company be biased towards a political party. But I think I've seen that a few times in the US.
I think I really agree with that, because in Korea, it's just like US. We have like two significant parties. And then news coverage, like CNN and Fox, they're very divided. But in India, I didn't feel that, like, the political... and so I think she made a great point,
So, and then same thing kind of for Kim. What aspects of the hospitality industry in the U.S. differ from what you're used to in South Korea or in India?
I think hospitality is consistent here in the U.S. or and then in the India or Korea. But I would say that U.S. is more lenient. Like, I had an internship in Amway Grand Plaza in Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
And they were more lenient with tattoos and hair color. Whereas in Korea or India, you were to work, you're not supposed to show your tattoos. So I would say they're more open. And in the Asian countries, they're more conservative. I think that's the biggest...
I think I've noticed that. Yeah. Like, in general, too. Like, I think in the work industry, especially in the U.S., like, diversity is more accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be like your, you know, like just something as simple as tattoos, but in India, like that would be a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm curious about your family and your parents. Like, how did they react when you told them that you wanted to go to the US to study for college? And were they supportive? What was that process like with your family?
So when I remember I was in 10th grade, I think, or like 11th grade, and I brought it up. And we never discussed it before. So my dad was like, so like for your master's, right? Like, you want to go like after college, right? And I was like, no, I want to go for college. And it was a very big discussion. I remember like we were just sitting at the dining table. My mom was like, oh, it's a great idea. I think you should go. And I was like, yeah, let's figure it out. Because it's a huge application process, one that, like, they don't teach you in school. I think here, like, everyone's aware of, like, the process because it's you're so surrounded by it. And you know you have to give the SATs and everything. But in India, like, selective people give the SATs. And so I think, like, that my dad was like, okay, if you can get into a good college, then you can go. And I was like, okay, challenge accepted. Like, I'll get in. So I applied to not just the US, though. I also applied to the UK because a media program in India, in my opinion, I think, like, I wouldn't prosper or get as much experience in India as I would in, like, foreign countries. So I applied, I got in, and then my dad was like, oh, well, you got in, like, I guess you have to go now. But yeah, they were very supportive, which is kind of rare in Indian parents for them to support me doing journalism, because the rest of my family was like, oh, you're sending her to the US, but for journalism, like, that doesn't make any sense. But my parents are supportive, so I got very lucky with that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, like, Sydney's parents, my parents were really supportive. They just really wanted me to do what I want to do. And my dad always told me since when I was young, do whatever you want, experience as much as you can when you're 20s. Doesn't matter if you're hurt, you fail, you can learn from your mistakes and get up and do better next time. So when I first told them I wanted to come to US, they were like, oh yeah, good. I like that you have a plan and we'll figure out. And then I started going through the college application. Not sure if my mom thought I would get in, but when I told her I got into Michigan State, she was like, wow.
Yeah, I remember my mom celebrating. Like, I was like, so you thought I wouldn't get in? Like, why are you so happy?
Yeah, so yeah, she was really happy, and then we decided to go, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome to have that family support. So, and I'm also curious, what has been the most surprising or unexpected aspect of American university life compared to your expectations before you came here?
So Indian colleges are very, 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 very different than colleges here. I think, like, just, like, sitting in a class and experiencing, like, what a lecture is like is very different from what I would expect an Indian college to be. Because, you know, you have, like, you get to get really, like, hands-on experience, and you get to have internships at a young age, or you get to go into the work culture at such a young age. But in India, I think the first, like, even to get, like, a job as a fast food worker, I think, like, you would have to be at least 20 years old, or I don't even think all the students work in India. So I think it's a lot about, like, hands-on learning instead of just sitting in a lecture hall and just, like, not even understanding things and just, like, flipping through pages and trying to memorize it all.
Yeah, I think the biggest difference between Korean colleges and US colleges, my first impression of, like, whenever I thought about, you know, American high school and American college, I thought everyone would just party and hang out. And then,
like how, and like, then, the media portrays
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then I when I first came, there's, like, so many different students and there's so many different perspectives. So I think that's, like, that's how they broke my perception of American students. I thought they'll just all have fun, but there's so many different students, and they all, like, they're very determined about, some students are really determined about their future. Like my friends, they're a computer science student, and they did a great job. They made a startup.
Oh yeah, I saw
and
that.
They're
yeah.
called ULearn. They're also international students.
Kim, this isn't a promotion.
I'm just wondering, because when I came to college, obviously I live in Michigan, and I was still really nervous because I didn't know anyone who was going to be here, so I was really nervous. So how did you guys navigate that, and were there any, like, resources or support systems at Michigan State that have been particularly helpful for you as an international student?
Many, I think. Yeah. I think there's always, like, the minute I got enrolled in everything, there were, like, I got these emails from, like, the Indian Students Organization or the International Students Organization. And international students come on campus a week earlier than everybody else, so they can kind of settle in and meet other international students. That's actually how I met Kim.
Yeah.
We met, like, the second day of college. And I think it's everybody, especially when you're an international student, you're looking to make friends because yeah. you know for a fact that you don't know anyone there.
Yeah.
And you know that, like, you're from a completely different culture and you're scared and all of that stuff. And especially for people like us, like, we came without our parents. Like, mm-hmm. we just dropped everything, took our bags and came here. And we didn't know anyone. Like, especially me, I didn't make any friends when I came here. So I was very nervous because I don't even have any family here. So, but I think there were a lot of resources. Like, there are so many events that happen, and you attend those events. Like, there was one, like, flying pancake event and stuff like that.
I remember that.
They just make a bunch of fun events, and we all get to, like, get together and talk about the event, or, like, say, like, did you drop your pancake? Because the event was a bit weird. Anyway, so I think it's more about, like, you look at other people and you see how willing they are to be friends with you, and that becomes easier. But, yeah, the organizations and, you know, OISS, which is the International Student, like, official association, whatever, they also help a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, they make it very easy to come in here. Yeah.
Yeah, like Siddhi said, there's so many resources. That's how I made most of my friends. Mm-hmm. It's the first week. So, like she said, OISS has an International Event Welcome Week. So we come in, we all have, like, they're divided into different months of their birth. So I was November, and then November were
group. I was April, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I still remember the color of my badge was red.
Yeah, really, I think mine was green, actually, yeah.
And then we had, like, a tour of the campus, and then we met so many different people, so many friends, and it was so fun.
Kim and I actually met in, like, Target or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we became friends.
Yeah, he had a bike, and I was like, oh, can I, like, borrow your bike?
Oh, yeah,
and
I just took
his bike, like, and then we just became friends.
Yeah. Who would have thought that 1 second and we're like friends in college?
It works out great. I think every international student I know has a group of friends that, like, they know from the first week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So how do you guys celebrate important cultural holidays or events from your home country while here at MSU?
So for me, there's Diwali, and they... Indian, like, student associations, they work really hard the whole year to get funds, and then they hold, like, a big Diwali bash. So Diwali is, like, a culture like festival where you kind of eat good food and party, basically, and they make a very strong effort to do that. Every year there's 1 to 2 or, like, Diwali celebrations, or, like, 3 Diwali celebrations, and I know for a fact that, like, they realize how important it is, especially for freshmen when they come in and they're so confused and they're not with their family during that time. So these associations, like, make sure that we have a great time. However, like, something like Christmas or Thanksgiving, like, I'm usually just at, like, on campus because we don't get to go home during those times. Yeah. So it's really sad. Like, last December... Or, like, my freshman year, I was just on campus during December, or, like, Christmas and New Year, and it was really sad. So I think it's kind of, like, 50-50, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, like Siddhi said, like ISA, we have Korean Student Association and Korean Students Organization. We have 2 most important celebrations that we do every year for Chuseok and Seollal. We celebrate them... Chuseok is Thanksgiving in Korean, and Seollal is when it's a Lunar New Year. Like Chinese New Year, it's like Lunar New Year. So it's when we actually turn our age. And KSA and KSO, they try their best to celebrate those events. I think KSA does a lot, very good job of trying to make even just not Koreans, also Korean Americans, and just...
Anybody
American
students,
anybody, yeah, can come and experience our culture. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what advice would you give to other students considering moving internationally for college?
Oh, that's a good
question. That's a good question. Yeah.
I would say don't be scared. Like, it all works out. Yeah. Like, I remember before coming here, I was, like, so nervous. My mom was like, how are you going to make friends there? Like, what if you don't find anything to eat there? And I was like, I can find something to eat. It's a big country. Like, what do you mean? She was like, how will you manage? I remember when I came here, I had to relearn how to do laundry because the machine I had at home was different.
I had to call my mom and say, how do I do laundry?
Yeah, it's like... There's so many things that are not going to be your way because, like, I didn't know how to use the buses. I didn't know that I had to buy a winter coat. Like, I didn't know what the hell was going on. But you figure it out, especially when you see other people who are in the same boat as you. And you're like, it's going great. Like, I've got this. And especially if you have supportive parents like we did. And, like, I remember, like, before leaving, my dad was like, don't be scared of anything. Like, that's the only thing that'll hold you back from making friends or studying there or doing well in your classes. Don't be scared. Just, like, you're going there for a reason, so might as well just, like, go all out. And I think, especially if you have supportive parents, like, use that support. And because people work really hard to come here. So if you already have that support, you should really, like, use that support and do your best.
Yeah, she made a really good point. I was just going to say, I was just really scared. Like, the month before coming here, I used to just, like, cry every night because I was so scared leaving my parents and leaving my family because I don't know anybody in U.S. But I really believe in the saying that there's, if you don't challenge yourself, you don't change. So I just stick to that. And I was like, yes, I'm going to go. I'm going to really challenge myself to make myself better. And then...
And you did.
Yeah.
Kim has an internship lined up as well. So he's doing great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, awesome. Tell me about your internship.
Oh, I'll be working in Hotel Core Four Seasons in Nashville. Yeah, I'll be working at the pool.
Very cool. And then, City, aren't you interning with NBC?
I am, yeah.
Exactly. She's cool. Also doing so well.
Yeah, we made it. Look at us.
Yeah, look at us.
I've been interning with NBC since August, so this is my second semester with them, and then we're also talking about a future, but my job is basically like a hybrid job, so I'm kind of like the connection between campus and the company itself.
Okay, very cool.
And I have one more point. Yeah. I think just from adding on from don't be scared, I think you have to be engaged in school, and I feel like compared to Korean colleges and US colleges, I mean, Indian colleges, of course, I have not attended them, but I feel like there's so much opportunity you can get here versus mm-hmm. there.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to really put yourself out there. I think that's how I got the internships. You just have to put yourself out there and get lucky.
So what are some of your favorite foods from your culture? And are you able to recommend any local restaurants that might do a good job of representing those dishes?
My favorite dish from India is a dosa. It's kind of like a thin rice crepe. And it looks like it won't fill you up, but if you have it, it does. And it's it's like a South Indian dish. Even though I'm North Indian, but I lived in South India most of my life. So it's kind of like my comfort food. And it was very hard to find a good dosa around here. But in Troy, there's a good restaurant called Honest. And if you eat the dosa there, it's pretty close to what I like. But it's like 2 hours away.
I think my favorite dish is pretty classic. It's called kimchi stew. I think it's not as good as what my mom makes because that's my favorite. I mean, there's nothing compared to that. But I feel like the best they make is this restaurant in Grand River called Chali Kang's. They do a pretty good job of making it. And since I lived in India, I'll give like an Indian recommendation too. I really like butter chicken. I know it's kind of, you know, classic, but I really liked it. And I think Sindhu is pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sindhu's pretty good.
And from your perspectives, how do you think the university can be more inclusive toward international students? What changes can they make?
That's a great question. I think, I don't know.
Yeah, honestly. I don't know. Yeah,
I think the university does a really good job.
Yeah.
Since there's so many international students here, like, I'm always getting emails about, like, if there's anything wrong, you let us know and, like, we'll fix it for you.
Yeah.
Like, I think the university, like, makes a very conscious effort to make sure that we're okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even after we couldn't go back home after, like, last February, like, I got a bunch of emails, especially from OISS, like, telling me all the things that were available for me. Because international students couldn't go home after that particular event. So, like, it was definitely very hard for us. And I think, like, these coffee hours that we have, or you can connect with other international students, there are events that you can attend. You can just, like, honestly, if you just go to the OISS office and sit there, like, somebody will come and talk to you. So I think they do a really good job already.
Yeah, I do actually work at OISS, so I'll give a little bit of perspective from them. I think OISS does a really good job of really taking care of our students. We, the advisors especially, really care about students' well-being, and they make sure that each students feel like home here at Michigan State. And I think each advisor wants to help you know, visa is something, you know, each students are terrified about. So they understand that, and then they try to help each students differently. So I think, yeah, OIS is a good resources, and I think university in general does a very good job of trying to include international students, even just like regular students. They never assume that we're from international. They always ask, yeah, are you from Michigan?
Yeah.
So I think that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. I think like people here are very like, like when I was a freshman, I was very scared to talk to the people here and make friends here.
Yeah.
Because I thought like, because I'm an international student, I would be considered like different. And I know that sounds so generic because like we live, like what era are we living in? But like you have that feeling internally where you feel like, oh, like what if I don't know something and somebody like doesn't like me anymore? But that's really not true. In fact, people are very mesmerized when I tell them I'm from India. Like,
yeah,
it's a great like conversation starter.
So in what ways has studying abroad shaped your career aspirations and your personal growth? How has studying at Michigan State changed you as a person? What have you learned about yourself?
I have learned so many things, and I have gotten so many opportunities. The cameras that we even work with in our journalism classes, like I didn't even know about them in high school. Like, I know for a fact that if I was in an Indian college, I would study about the camera, but I wouldn't get the opportunity to rent it and go out into the field and talk to people and interview them and break my back carrying that tripod. But it's I know so much about what I want to do now, and I have a clear idea, because I knew I wanted to pursue journalism or something in the media field. But now that I come here, I know like what broadcast journalism is. I know that I can write for a magazine. I know I can work for a PR company, or like I can work in the communications department of a company. Like those options wouldn't be available to me if I wasn't here. And I think that is a very big thing for me, because you need to have a clear idea at some point in college about what you want to do. And I think now that those options are in front of me, I kind of know what I want. And then also, it's just the fact that I get to go to class every day and really understand what I'm studying. Like in journalism, we don't really have final exams, but that's because every time we go into the field and we make a video and we take interviews, like that is an exam in itself. Like we learn so many things, and sometimes there's no professor or anything. You're just freeballing it, and you learn so many things on your own.
Yeah, I think like Siddhi said, resources is something really big here, because like I do see like other kids in Korea, they do study the same field as some kids do who study like the same field as me. They don't even have like LinkedIn profile, mm-hmm. and getting internships really hard. But here we have hospitality business has like it's really big in this country. So we have like Hilton, Marriott, always coming to our career fair and trying to give students opportunity. I think that's what got me like first internship. I didn't even have any past experience. I just showed myself and who I am, and then they were like, oh, let's have you on board. And I think that's just really important. And that's what shaped my career, is just putting myself out there and then getting a lot of these like industry-led people and meeting like people who are like me, talking to them about our business, and learning about what they think about, and what they think about hotels. And yeah, I did learn a lot, and it's very resourceful. Yeah.
Yeah, I think people here are so accepting. Like, if you don't know anything, it's okay. We'll teach it to you. Like, you just need to have a good attitude. And I think that's very rare, mm-hmm. where I'm from. Like, nobody would be just willing to give you a job if you just have a good attitude.
Yeah, I think so too. Because I really appreciate my first boss, because her name is Hannah. And
that's rare too.
Yeah. My first boss, I interviewed her in the career fair. And then like next month, she was like, she sent me a really nice email saying, oh yeah, Kim, I'd love to have you here. I really liked your attitude and I think you'll do great. Let me give you the first step into this business. And because of her, because of her, I got this internship in Four Seasons. And Four Seasons is like really big hotel and hospitality business. So, yeah, I think just a lot of opportunities for students here, even without past experience.
Awesome. Well, that's amazing. Thanks so much for joining us today, Siddhi and Kim. It was great talking to you.
Thank you.
And that's it for our show. Thank you to our station manager, Delaney Rogers, general manager, Jeremy Whiting, and program director, McKenna Louts. See you next time on The Undercurrent. And as always, thank you to you, our listeners. If you are interested in going back and listening to our archive of stories, feel free to check out our website at impact89fm.org. And of course, if you are interested in our student stories, you can tune back in at 10:30 every other Sunday, and we will see you back here. It's Claire Baccarella signing off as your host. You've been listening to The Undercurrent.